Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The bigger picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Well, it's green on the screen overnight for Wall Street and so far in early trading for Asia. Investors seem to be taking some comfort from the Fed minutes that did not show an even more aggressive path being mapped to those elevated prices we've been seeing across commodities, food, and many other things. So pretty much according to script. So that's going to be in focus as we look at what investors are digesting. But there is still quite a bit of uncertainty and volatility in the backdrop as we see the risk of a US recession, the impact from China's slowdown, and the Ukraine war still brewing. Let's get a bigger picture from Jerome Raffaldini. He is the Managing Director and Head of Investment Specialist for UBS O'Connor. Morning, Jerome. How are you doing today?
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. So you're normally based in the US and you're in Singapore this week, so it's great to be able to have you on our show, Jerome. Let's start first with the FOMC minutes. It seems like investors are taking comfort from what they got. What's the takeaways from the minutes, Jerome? Because these are 3 weeks old. Are you getting any new insights from the latest information?
Well, I think what the Fed is trying to do is quite difficult in the sense that they're beginning the normalization process of interest rates to moving away from the emergency level that they had. It would have been an uncharted territory in terms of the speed and the size of the normalization. So they're trying to be as open and communicative as they can, but it's a very fine line that they're trying to thread in terms of the normalization process. So the minutes are helpful, but so is the commentary after the minutes.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot from the Fed officials and speakers in the past 3 weeks, and they have been pointing to how we are expecting more rate hikes down the road to the tune of 50 basis points, and they will be willing to do more if needed. Jerome, what's your reading of the inflation landscape right now? Is there an urgency to hike rates, or is there something they have to be more mindful of in terms of the calibration and the pace of the rate hikes?
Yeah, exactly, Ryan. I think what they need to be mindful of is the pace. And that's because the market is anticipating much more rate hikes, which is why the dollar is so strong and credit spreads have widened out. So the amount of what we call liquidity tightening in associated markets is very high. So you have to be careful because sometimes you can over tighten. So the Fed really, it's on a fine line here on the pace of it. So they feel, I think, if they do 50 basis points instead of the normal 25, that might help them kind of thread that needle.
Yeah, Jerome, and also in the backdrop is how many exporters of goods like sugar and wheat. India, for example, has been talking about a ban on wheat and sugar recently, and Indonesia, palm oil, and Malaysia recently as well, chicken. How are all these export cutbacks going to affect the markets as well as the inflation story here?
Yeah, so I think the question is a very good one, and I would take it one higher level in that the ongoing shift is from globalization to localization. So you're seeing a lot of what we call insourcing, and it's not that exports are declining. It's there is a need to perhaps reaffirm supply chains domestically. And so this, I think, is the major point that a lot of the companies and markets have to really appreciate going forward.
All right, Jerome, and you've got so many worries in the backdrop. What are your clients most worried about, and what's your advice to them when it comes to portfolio allocation for the rest of the year?
Well, we think the best advice is to be patient because the normalization process is going to take a while, and we would have been in this uncharted territory. So I think the advice here is to, during this period of normalization, to expect volatility because markets don't like volatility, and we have a lot of uncertainty now, so therefore volatility will be with us for a while. And therefore, how you survive volatility is through diversification. So keep your portfolio diversified and try to have as many non-correlated strategies in there while the market adjusts and the Fed gets their work done. So I think the main message here is it's going to take a while to sort things out, so to be patient and try to stay invested in the market, but be properly diversified. And then when situations can stabilize, then you can look look forward. And
Andrew, maybe you can help us to paint a picture of your portfolio allocation. Are you moving away from any sectors like growth names because of the rising interest rates towards other sectors? And when you talk about diversification, where does crypto fit into the equation?
Yeah, so in terms of diversification, what we'd like to do is to allocate to certain strategies that have a sustained wind at their back. And two of them in particular kind of stand out. One is the energy transition. So when Russia invaded Ukraine and the price of oil went so high, all of a sudden the movement to green technology in terms of the energies has just accelerated. So this is going to be a challenge for almost any company that uses energy. You're going to have companies that can adapt and companies that struggle to adapt. So you're going to have kind of this winners and losers space. And for a hedge fund that does relative value trading, that's great. And the second thing is the opportunity in China. There's a lot of relative value long short trading there. So these tend to have higher than normal potential, whereas the value for growth, that tends to be mean reverting. And once the Fed sort of stabilizes itself, then obviously growth stocks will perhaps get back to the normal path. But I think here is by having these relative value approaches, because as we've experienced, there are always winners and there's always losers. And to be able to profit from both sides of that transaction, it allows you to survive these very strong market movements.
And Jerome, just to wrap things up, in terms of market allocation, you know, you've got the Fed just racing ahead with rate hikes. A bit of divergence with where Asia is right now, trying to keep up with those rate hikes. When you look at China and emerging markets, what's your exposure or your view on being invested in these markets right now?
Yeah, well, historically, emerging markets struggle when rates are rising because a lot of the currencies, a lot of the debt is denominated in U.S. dollars, and the dollar tends to rise, and it makes repayment more expensive for the emerging markets. So I would anticipate that they should have some sort of degree of stabilization as monetary policy stabilizes. So it's important to have exposure to them as part of a diversified approach, but timing them is very difficult. So again, I think the value proposition of emerging markets is always there because they have their own growth trajectory. But I think it's important that you bear in mind that during times of monetary tightening, that they do tend to underperform.
Like they say, time in the market better than timing the market. We've been chairing Jerome Ruffaldini. He is the Managing Director and Head of Investment Specialist for UBS O'Connor. Jerome, thanks for your time and have a great week ahead.
Thank you for having me, Ryan. Take care. All the best.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.